Good morning. Thousands joined a protest in Madrid on Saturday in support of the Palestinian people after 6 days of conflict with Israel. The Association of the Spanish-Palestinian Community held the Jerusalem Rally on the 73rd anniversary of the 1948 so-called catastrophe, where many Palestinians lost their homes in the fighting around Israel's creation. Spanish police did not give numbers of those attending. Meanwhile, also on Saturday, thousands of Colombians marched through central Madrid in support of anti-government protests back home, in which over 40 people have been killed in clashes with police. The protesters, many wearing the national colours or draped in the Colombian flag, marched up the main road in festive but determined mood, chanting democracy, peace and justice and waving SOS banners. At the head of the procession, one protester had sewn his lips together. Colombia's foreign minister resigned on Thursday following international condemnation of excessive force used by law enforcement agents against civilians in anti-government protests since April the 28th. Clashes between Colombian police and protesters have resulted in at least 42 deaths and more than 1,500 injuries to date, according to official figures. Spain says its troops left Afghanistan simultaneously with the withdrawal of foreign troops from the country. Welcomed by King Felipe and the Defence Minister Margarita Robles, 24 men and women arrived at Madrid's military airport over the weekend. The Defence Minister said that their mission in Afghanistan was over with the return of the last military group. She also in a tweet said that the mission in Afghanistan was one of the most difficult missions in the country's contemporary history. 102 Spanish troops have died since 2001 as part of a NATO mission in Afghanistan. The Spanish Nuclear Safety Regulator informed the International Atomic Energy Agency that an alert was declared at a unit of the Trio nuclear power plant some 80 kilometres northeast of Madrid on Saturday night. The alert was declared following a fire in the main electrical transformer, which caused the automatic shutdown of the reactor. The fire was extinguished after 15 minutes, and the alert was ended with no safety systems affected. And Spain experienced its hottest year on record last year, so the Environment Ministry said on Friday, a day after Parliament passed a landmark bill to combat climate change. Spain's average temperature reached 14.8 degrees Celsius. That's, according to the Ministry, around 1.7 degrees hotter than the pre-industrial average and above the 1.5 degree target for the world set out in the Paris Agreement. Some 70% of that increase has occurred in the last 60 years, the Ministry said. The findings echo recent studies by the European Union and the United Nations, which found last year was the hottest on record in Europe and among the top three warmest years globally. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.